the actual signature was checked, physically checked back to the ledger. So they would sign a blue withdrawal slip. You would then take that, open the ledger, compare the balance to the balance in the passbook, and then physically compare the signature on the withdrawal slip to the signature that was in the ledger, which was a specimen signature that they gave when they first opened the account. And that was, in itself, a fairly responsible job, because obviously if you paid somebody out and it was the wrong signature, then if it was a fraud committee, then you would be responsible for that in whenever it was discovered. So that was fairly responsible, because signatures did alter quite a bit, and then if you were in doubt, then you'd probably refer it on to a senior person as well, a senior manager, for them to say that they agreed the signature was correct, or if it wasn't, then they were taken down to do an inquiry section, interrogated as to why the signature didn't compare, and which obviously happened because you've got 10, 12-year-olds going in, so their signatures would alter. So then a new specimen signature would be taken, and it would be noted what identity had been produced.